A man from Flint, Michigan, has been held prisoner in Iran for 2 years. Amir Hekmati traveled to Iran to visit his grandmother in 2011. He was seized by the Iranian government and imprisoned. They accuse Hekmati, a former Marine, of spying for the CIA. He and the U.S. government deny that. U.S. Representative Dan Kildee has been leading an effort calling for Amir Hekmati to be released, and he joins us now. Congressman Kildee, the new Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, has been involved in what's being described as a charm offensive, softening the rhetoric a bit, suggesting a meeting with President Obama. I'm wondering, how does this new tone affect the effort calling for the release of Amir Hekmati?
Well, you know, it provides us with an opening. We're not sure how seriously we can take the new Iranian rhetoric, but this would be, we think, a tangible demonstration. Freeing Amir Hekmati would be a tangible demonstration that the Iranian people, the Iranian government, are serious about rejoining the international community. So, you know, we'll see, but it's hopeful that those overtures are being made. And we just learned today that Secretary of State John Kerry will be meeting with the Iranian foreign minister on Thursday. So these are positive developments, although small steps.
President Rouhani speaks to the U.N. General Assembly in New York tomorrow. Is there any hope of some kind of announcement about Hekmati during the visit?
I don't think so. I think from our point of view, we're just really hoping that we can use this visit to make the case that Amir Hekmati, you know, has been unfairly held, unjustly held, and should be brought home. But I suspect that the president's speech tomorrow will be on broader tones, hopefully taking a step toward the global community. If Amir's case can be elevated to his attention, then we think we have a chance sometime, you know, in the coming, perhaps coming months, to see a potential release. But, you know, that's only hope at this point in time.
Recently, a letter written by Amir Hekmati was smuggled out. In it, he asks the U.S. government to reject a deal the Iranian intelligence wants to do, that is, exchanging him for two Iranian prisoners. Hekmati called it, quote, a ridiculous proposition, end quote. Should there be a deal for Hekmati's release, or should the U.S. government reject it, as Hekmati has suggested?
Well, you know, of course, I'll leave that to the State Department and to the White House. But, you know, what I think Amir was communicating is that he's innocent, and he shouldn't be treated as if he could be traded for others that, you know, that have tried to do harm. So I understand his perspective. Our hope is that his freedom will be based on the realization by the state of Iran that they need to take a step toward the global community. And on humanitarian grounds, if nothing else, Mr. Hekmati's father is quite ill, and we just want to have him come home.
You've started a Facebook page called Free Amir Hekmati. There are a number of photographs of members of Congress holding a Free Amir bumper sticker, 64 Republicans and Democrats. What kind of effect do you think that might have in influencing the Iranians?
Well, the reason that I asked my colleagues in Congress to take those photos, and we organized that last week, is to make sure that the Iranian government, particularly those that are visiting the United States, who follow social media, we know they do, that they know that the American people and the representatives of the American people are paying attention. We are watching. And if Amir's case is elevated to that standing, and an overture by the part of the Iranian government by freeing Amir would, I think, represent a tangible step in our direction. So we just want to make sure that they know that the world is watching, but particularly members of Congress from across the country are paying attention to what they do.
U.S. Representative Dan Kildee is leading an effort calling for the Iranian government to free Amir Hekmati. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.